Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name, above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We exist right now. Yes, there's time, there's all kinds of things floating around, but we are eternal beings having an experience here, and we're here right now doing the thing that God has for us to do as we seek Him, as we walk with Him. And, as we kind of are going through this period where so many things are becoming revealed, unmasked, shown for what they are. Recently I've had the chance to go through a little bit of information from this Dr. Shiva. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look his stuff up, but I've heard about him for a little bit, and I've kind of come across now. I've actually had a chance to sit down and go through some of his material, and just excellent material, stuff. Somebody that speaks truth. When you come across truth speakers, you should be grateful for them, celebrate what they bring to the table, and then look and see what's the truth that they bring forward that helps in the process of what we are going through. Because, there's a few pieces of information that are very pertinent to what we're dealing with right now, and understanding the global context and the agendas that are afoot, and also what you can do about them. What steps you can make, because we all need to be taking steps, and God will be leading and guiding your steps as you look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. He will lead and guide your steps and show you what you need to do, give you that understanding, show you what you need to do, so that you can make the decisions and fulfill the reason and the purpose that you're here for. So, as you're led, as you continue to search and seek, you will find and come across people that are truth speakers. As you do, celebrate that, and you'll have a witness in your spirit. Now, this is something where you need to trust that witness within your spirit. I think sometimes we second guess when something is quickened within us. This is a place where historically I've seen people, in the church, you were taught to kind of downplay that. And you shouldn't. When you get a witness in your spirit about material or people or something, you need to trust that, because that's part of God's protectional gifts that's given to you. And sometimes that's also how He leads you into learning something new, understanding something new. So, with regards to kind of what I came across there, a few things that were very interesting to me. One was understanding a little bit about the financial side, the financial motivation for the vaccine industry. And now Dr. Shiva is somebody with 4 PhDs from MIT, which, if you don't know much about MIT, when it comes to mathematics or anything in, mathematics, engineering, a lot of the sciences, it's probably the most prestigious university there is in the world. I mean, one of, for sure. And for somebody to graduate with 4 PhDs from there is pretty tough to do and pretty impressive as far as an academic for somebody that has that. So his discussion on on where some of the financial incentives have come from, and just from a business standpoint, it's worth looking at some of that point and that discussion points. But few summaries that kind of popped out to me. One was in the 60s, 1962, the Kennedy Act, which was designed around the polio vaccine, and an initial very infantile understanding of the human immune system, where in order to give confidence to the administration of polio vaccines, the U.S. government basically would take the hit if there was any issues or any injuries from vaccines. Now, the things have gone a long way since then, and one of the things that he mentioned was, you know, the 30 vaccines now that are on the schedule for children, and to this day, you know, he said none of them have gone through double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized studies, which I did not know that. I find that amazing that people would be injecting children and crossing just directly into the bloodstream, and this stuff has not gone through the level of scrutiny and testing that's required of so many other things. But because of the setup and the way that things have been structured, so if the government takes the hit and there's a lot of margin to be made, then you can understand why there's, on the financial side, a push for the vaccine industry. Now, you know, he discussed how he's neither pro nor against vaccine. He's just wants to educate and wants people to understand what's going on so that they can make informed decisions and informed choices. But when you understand the financial side of this, you now start to see that the motives are not necessarily about public health and the well-being of people, because this is actually quite archaic, what's being done. It's based on an old and a very outdated understanding of the human immune system, and it's really not safe, what's actually taking place. So, yeah, you know, then you kind of cross-reference that with Dr. Judy's information, which, if you look online and all the stuff that was taken down from her from that movie Plandemic, where she's gone through character assassinations and just completely maligned, and they've taken down her material, but what you won't see in all of the attacks against her is anybody dealing with the actual content of what she raised. And that's the thing you've got to look for, is somebody actually dealing with the content of what was raised and not just trying to destroy and discredit the person. Because when you see that, now you recognize that there's agendas at foot. Deal with the content of what was raised. Well, one of the things that she raised was an act, a piece of legislation called the Bayh-Dole Act, Bayh-Dole, which allowed for, and this is from the 80s, which allowed for people that are in the public service to if they come across, if they create a patent, even while they are working as a public servant, to be able to gain royalties from the patents that they make while they're still working in government office. And the extreme conflict of interest that something like that sets up, which includes somebody that's able to shape and push public policy. So you can push public policy at the same time as, and public health policy, at the same time that you are making money off the policy that's being implemented. So between the Kennedy Act in 1962 and the Bayh-Dole Act in the 80s, now you have a lot of upside potential. For this is just the business of vaccines. You have a lot of upside potential for on a business standpoint for people pushing out vaccines and vaccine schedules, and really the downside is minimal if you take out the morality issue. If you take out the moral side of things, the downside is minimal. because the government absorbs the hit for vaccine damage, and the companies that are bringing out the vaccines make a ton of profits on something that is not heavily scrutinized and not as heavily controlled. Now, with the COVID-19 piece, now you see the potential for a market size of over 7 billion customers and a captive audience. So, yeah, so there's going to be people that have agendas. And when there's that kind of power, control, you know, and money on the table, there's going to be people that are going to have agendas. So now when you start getting into power, control, wealth, the agendas that are there that aren't necessarily in the good of the people. So, you know, then we need to start asking the right, well, we've been doing it, but ask the right questions, engage people, and also people need to start making good decisions based on the information that's at hand. See, part of being a thinking person is being able to take the information that's there and then, okay, reason with it, think through it, ask some questions. You know, when you do that, you and then make a decision. That's part of being free, is having that responsibility. You make a decision and a choice and you walk it out. But a lot of people abrogate that responsibility. They want someone else to decide for them. But what happens when the person deciding for you does not have your best interest at heart? What happens when the person that's deciding for you actually chooses something for you that's going to get you killed? Or going to get you hurt? Or turns you into a lifetime customer and something that you can't get out of? The one thing that Dr. Shiva brought up that was also quite interesting was the desire of Big Pharma to basically control the operating system of the human body, to control the verticals and the different sales points of the human body by, you know, essentially hijacking the human immune system through the what is becoming the vaccine. I've never heard somebody put it in those words, but it makes a lot of sense for what the agenda is and how that they plan to go forward. Now, the ability for the human body to have immunity based on some exposure, that's there. But that happens in a natural situation. And 100% agree with what I heard from him. Just like, look, focus on building up and strengthening your immune system. That's something that everybody, all of you guys that are listening to this today, this is a really, really, really good time to be focusing on building up your immune system, strengthening your body and the core functions of your body, your health and your well-being. As you continue on, you know, there's things that you can do to build your immunity, and everything that you do in that regard is going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a blessing to your overall journey while you're here. Okay, so some practical things that you can do that we all need to be mindful of. Get some good rest. Try to get onto a regular sleep cycle. Now, especially, I'm a night owl, all right? So this is something that's a bit difficult for me because I tend to get really good energy in the evenings and I want to work into the night. And but, you know, you need to hit those times, get that good rest cycle, because you can't really catch up on sleep. You know, so you want to be able to rest and get those good hours of sleep. And, you know, you want to, you know, my wife was trained in homeopathy. She talked about, you know, so like there's certain times in the night where you want to actually have been asleep, because that's times where different organs are active and different organs are repairing themselves. So, you know, if you miss that, even if you get the same amount of sleep, but there's cycles of what's going on in the larger environment that you might miss. So even if you sleep for the same amount of time, but if you if you miss that cycle in the larger rhythms of the environment and the planet that we live on, you won't be as rested, you won't be as healthy. So getting good rest. Here's something too. Listen, if you guys have your cell phones in your bedrooms at night, get them out of there. You know, it's really, because that affects your sleep. The electromagnetic frequencies will affect your sleep and your body's ability to rest. So if you guys are listening to this podcast or something, or you listen to it to get you to help you to get to sleep at night, sometimes you might do that. I used to do that a bit too. It's a good time to stop. You know, put the electromagnetic things outside of your rooms, outside of your doors. Keep them outside. Switch off the Wi-Fi at night. Switch off the data connection at night. If you have a TV in your room, maybe take it out of your room. Let your room where you rest at night be a place where you can be at peace and your body can actually recover and spend time rebuilding. So as much as possible, eating fresh, eating healthy, that's important, because your body will assimilate what you take in, and it will use that to repair and to build your systems going forward. So yeah, getting some good rest, you know, even like, hey, with the cell phone, it's a great tool, but keep it off of your body, keep it a little bit further away from you as much as possible, keep it out of your pocket, you know, hold it in your hand. I keep mine usually on top of a notebook that I carry with me, if I have it with me, and I try not to keep it on my person. You know, because those things all affect you. These are just small things, but the accumulation of these habits will be either to your benefit or to your detriment. So regular exercise is very good for you. If you can get in 3 times a week, more would be good as well. But just where you get your heart rate up and you get your blood moving. Because why? Because you oxygenate your system. You know, these, and you move the blood through your body, and the life is in the blood. So, you know, you want to do that. You want to get that going. So these are things right now. So I'm just echoing something that I heard, as far as you know, it's a good time for people to focus on their immune systems. Absolutely, and I'm just sharing with you some of my own insights and pieces from that, from my own experience and my own journey. Good time to start doing these things more deliberately, more purposefully, and I invite you guys to go check out some of that material, because, you know, like we said before, walk with the wise, you become wise yourself. You know, it's as you put some of these, be mindful of the place where you spend your time and you gain your counsel, but if you start learning from and you start bringing in people that are going to share information, that will be enriching and building up your spirit and your mind and your understanding, that's going to be a blessing to you going forward. So yeah, when I come across things that I think are good or noteworthy, I'm going to continue to raise them to you guys. You can check it out on your own time. But keep on keeping on. You know, there's so much going on. There's good people out there doing good things. Support them, bless them, help them however you can. And yeah, you know. And hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you guys. We'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. All right. Bye.